Yeah, I agree 100%. I mean, when they did 696 from 94 to basically, I think, DeQuinder. No, they didn't do DeQuinder. They ended at 11-mile road because they still got to do that one portion between the 11-mile exit ramp that you're familiar with and the actual DeQuinder road around that bend. That section still has to be finished. Or is it the DeQuinder to I-75? I don't know. There's one section they didn't finish. Maybe they just went up to DeQuinder, and they got to do that section between DeQuinder and I-75. I believe that's what it is. Why didn't they just go to 75? Or why didn't now with this 696 construction do it the other way? But they got to come back now and do this 1 mile, 2 mile stretch between DeQuinder and the I-75 interchange on 696. That's going to be another headache for everybody that tries just to even use the interchange again. I don't know. And then there's the service drives. I know they had, when they did 696, 94 to DeQuinder, they were supposed to redo the service drives as well as the exit and entrance ramps. So that was supposed to be a total revamp. I don't even think that's finished yet. I feel sorry for, you know, the people that commute every day, and I'm glad I don't drive every day. And then again, I'm retired, so I wouldn't be driving every day, but holy cow. I've seen a lot since 94 has been built. I think I was like six, maybe 5 or 6 years of age when they built 94 from 8 Mile out to Port Huron. And they dug the gully at 11 Mile Road in 94 where my parents' house was, 2 blocks away from my parents' house. That whole freeway is still just fine. It hasn't been dug up or anything, so I don't know. That's another thing, too, quality of workmanship.